Blog Talk Radio.
You are now connected to the Christian whistleblower, Jeffrey Dardy.
Taking on 2,000 years of indoctrination, 2 hours at a time.
Sink or swim, deep end information.
Asking questions no one else will.
Parabiblical research, spiritual technology, personal empowerment.
Be your own guru.
Master your own ascension.
Guide your own spirit.
And now, showing you how, the Christian whistleblower, Jeffrey Dardy.
Well, hello there. I'm Jeffrey Dardy. Welcome back to the Fresh Daily Show. It's the bite-sized version of the Christian Whistleblower Show. Christian Whistleblower Show, you can hear Wednesday nights in the United States, Eastern Time, 8 until 10 p.m., 2 full hours. And visit my website, jeffreydardy.com, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, D-A-U-G-H-E-R-T-Y.com, to find out where you can hear that show in its entirety, 2 hours. And we're coming to you tonight. It's a little bit late in the evening here in the state of Florida. Starting to get some great weather, starting to feel good about being here again, not choked and sweaty so much all the time. So glad to be here. And glad that you are joining us wherever you are. It's always a pleasure. It's an honor and a privilege that you choose to listen to this program. And, of course, the Fresh Daily Show is the version of the Christian Whistleblower that is produced basically for our audience that tunes in through deprogrammed radio. And we're glad to be a part of the great deprogrammed radio network. And last time we talked, we were talking about the dynamic duo, not Batman and Robin, but the dynamic duo. And I'm going to be talking about that again today. We're going to get into part two of the dynamic duo. There might be a part three. I'm not quite certain. But as always, we want to start with a little bit of Religion Watch Daily. And this is going to lead right into a big announcement that I have. And I'm very excited to bring this to you, this announcement, and this show today. I have a question, or there's in the Religion Watch Daily, is the seven-year biblical tribulation about to start? That's a story that I have linked on the website, and the answer is an emphatic no. The seven-year biblical tribulation is a deception created somewhat by Paul in the early first century, but really given a great exposure and really filled out by the Jesuit priest Ribera, Father Ribera, in the very, very late 1500s, so about 1590, so in the late 16th century. So whenever you hear people talking about a future tribulation, whether they say it's 3.5 years, whether they say it's 7 years, it doesn't matter. Once they start talking about a future tribulation, just feel free to go ahead and turn off your listening devices. If you are listening to them face to face, feel free to start thinking about something important, like when you have to wash your hair or trim your toenails, because this whole idea of biblical tribulation in the future is completely ludicrous. It is an invention of people that want to keep you frightened and people that want to make money. It really is just that simple. And it leads up to things like this other article that I have linked on Religion Watch Daily. Several fleets of UFOs spotted in Sarasota, Florida. So, you know, it's the whole idea of scary end time things happening, and a lot of them have to do with tribulation. A lot of them have to do you know, with returns of planet X, Y, Z, P, D, Q, whatever it is. It has to do with aliens. It has to do with demons. It has to do with all of this. And it's really just end time delusion, trying to make you fearful and afraid. And the Apostle John did talk quite a bit about this. In fact, a lot of the apostles in the New Testament talked quite a bit about it. And coming up on October 4th in the U.S., Pacific time from midnight till 2 a.m., I'll be joining George Norrie on Coast to Coast AM again. Very happy to go back on Coast to Coast. Love being on the program. I enjoy the program. It's an honor and a privilege to be on that show. It is the biggest show of our entire genre, so very glad to be on. I'll be on Coast to Coast October the 4th, and of course, this is West Coast U.S. time, October the 4th, which is a Sunday, and I'll be on from 12 midnight until 2 a.m., so 2 hours, a full 2 hours with George Norrie on Coast to Coast AM October 4th. We're very, very much looking forward to that. And I'll be on there to discuss my new book, which I will be releasing that night officially. And the new book is called A Final Message of the Last Apostle, Alien Agenda in the New Testament. And it talks about how the Apostle John, who wrote 40 years after everybody else was finished, really wrote to do two things, to expose some false doctrine and to expose an alien agenda that permeates the pages of the New Testament and is centered exclusively around the great events in the life of Jesus. So very, very interesting. You hear a lot of talk about aliens in the Old Testament, you know, ancient aliens, all of that stuff. To my knowledge, I've never heard anybody else talk about aliens in the New Testament. And to me, it's just as important, perhaps even more important. In fact, I'll just go out on a limb and say it is more important. Aliens in the New Testament is more important than ancient aliens or aliens in the Old Testament, because it has to do with factors that we're going to be dealing with in our not too distant future. So October 4th, Coast to Coast AM, 2 hours of yours truly with George Norrie. So go ahead and mark your calendars for that. And you can always keep going to jeffreydaugherty.com, and we will keep you up to date with all of the latest happenings. For those of you that are in the United States, that next weekend, which is the weekend of October 3, I guess, 10th and 11th, 9th, 10th, and 11th, I'll be in San Antonio, Texas, speaking live at the Phantom Fest Conference. It's a conference of cosplay, as they say it, horror movies, and the paranormal. And I'll be speaking on Saturday for a full hour talking about some paranormal stuff. I don't know if I'm going to talk about aliens in the New Testament or if I'm going to talk about kind of a more broader application of the fact that most of what we're told is bogus, but either way, it's going to be fun, it's going to be interesting, it's going to be exciting. I'll be taking part in the cosplay part of the festivities as well. I'm going to keep what I'll be wearing under wraps a little bit. But on October 4th, Coast to Coast, the next weekend, the Phantom Fest in San Antonio, Texas. And if you haven't noticed, the NCK tour, or the Unindoctrinate Yourself tour, is kicking off with a vengeance. We've been in talks with if I called their name, you'd be impressed and you'd be wow, because it's one of the big organizations, talking with them about speaking at least one of their conferences. And that's the idea, to begin to speak at conferences, speak at churches, speak anywhere that we can get a little bit of a crowd together so we can get this message of enlightenment versus indoctrination out to the world. And when we left you last, we were talking about the dynamic duo, and we were talking about the fact that the first part of the dynamic duo is for you to realize the divinity in you. The first part of the dynamic duo is for you to recognize the divinity in you. Really, Yeshua's message was all about getting you to realize the divinity in you. The first and greatest commandment, Yeshua said in response to a person that I believe was Saul of Tarsus, is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, right? Love God in you, Yeshua said in the original language. Love God in you with all your heart. And it's interesting, you know, Yeshua talked about the Ten Commandments, which were written by the finger of the Lord. The Lord was a bad guy, and you begin to wonder, why would Yeshua talk about the Ten Commandments? Well, when you read what Yeshua really said about the Ten Commandments, and that's something I need to make a note to myself. In fact, even if it causes a little bit of noise here, I'm going to make a note to myself because I need to remember this. We're going to talk about the Ten Commandments Yeshua style because we need to do that. It's enlightening. It's really liberating when you learn about the Ten Commandments Yeshua style. And, you know, the first commandment is, you shall have no other gods before me, right? That's the Lord talking, the big, bad guy Lord. You shall have no other gods before me. And Yeshua talked about it, pardon me, and he left off the Lord part, and he just said, you shall have no other gods before me. And he was talking about it when you look at it in the original languages. He was saying, have no other gods before the me. In other words, it's you saying it in first person. I will have no other gods before me. Now, I know that sounds blasphemous, and there's people out there tearing their clothing, pulling their hair, and throwing sackcloth and ashes up into the air. I guess they're just throwing the ashes and putting on the sackcloth. But regardless of all that, it's the truth anyhow, because Yeshua said, you shall have no other gods before the me. And it's not because you're full of yourself. It's not because you're arrogant. It's not because you're worshiping yourself. But it goes back to what we talked about last week, where Yeshua said that the first and greatest commandment is to recognize the divinity within you. Love the divinity in your own heart. That's what Yeshua said in the literal language. Recognize and love the absolute ownership and mastery of the Creator inside you. In your heart, your very breath, your very essence. So he didn't say, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. King James the Version. Yeshua said, recognize and love the absolute ownership and mastery of the Creator inside you. In your very heart, in your very breath, in your very essence. And Yeshua blew up the entirety of the Abrahamic religious value system when he says, look, the greatest commandment is recognize the divinity inside you. And then when Yeshua talked about the Ten Commandments a little bit later, he said, look, hey, here's the Ten Commandments. Have no other God before the me. You should look in a mirror right now or in some type of a reflective surface and say, I will have no other gods before me. Do it so we can get on with the show. I will have no other gods before me. And there's a huge reason for that. Number one, it breaks forever the power of the lie of original sin. Because if you realize that you've got divinity inside you, and if you will know that the first and greatest commandment is for you to love the divinity inside you, then you will not possibly be able to fall victim to someone that says, oh no, you've got sin inside of you. And of course, that someone is every Jewish teaching, every Islamic teaching, and every Christian teaching in both the Roman Catholic and the Roman Protestant manifestations. So loving the divinity inside of you, I will have no other God before me. When Jeffrey Daugherty says, I will have no other God before me, it protects Jeffrey Daugherty forever from falling victim to the idea of original sin. And it also, in a cosmic and in a consciousness level raising type of an application, it forever defeats the poor me attitude. And the poor me attitude is one of the most horrific, diabolical, and ubiquitous diversions and deceptions to ever descend upon humanity. Oh, poor me. My mom slapped me. My daddy left me in my crib without being changed. And I was born a white man in a black man's world. I was born a black man in a white man's world. I was born a skinny man in a fat man's world. I was born an Englishman in an American's world. I was born an American in a Scandinavian's world. I was born, you get the idea, a blue-eyed person in a brown man's world. It's just, it sets up that whole thing. I'm a victim. Poor me. Help me. Reach out to me. Take care of me. It's the victim mentality, the poor me mentality. And when you realize I will have no other gods before me, you realize there's divinity within you and there's no place for a poor me attitude if you're filled with divinity. If you're filled with divinity, you can't say poor me. These things are important. These things are incredibly important. These things will change your world if you get them down inside of you. But here's the biggest reason. I guess it's the biggest reason. These are last two things I talked about are pretty big reasons. But Yeshua followed up and he said, number one, Saul of Tarsus, who was a Pharisee of his own confession. I believe that he was the Pharisee that asked Yeshua this question. And he said, trying to trick him. Remember, if you listened to last week's show, trying to be rude and trick him and catch him in his words. What's the two most important commandments? And Yeshua just said, I come to free you from the commandments. So this little smarty pants says, hey, what are the two biggest commandments, most important commandments? And Yeshua takes that and just completely turns it on Saul of Tarsus, or on this Pharisee, if you don't want to believe it was Saul. And he says, look, recognize and love the absolute ownership and mastery of the Creator inside you. And then he said, and love your neighbor the same way for the same reason. Do you see it? Love God in you. Recognize you've got God in you. And love nothing before the divinity in you. The first and greatest commandment is for you to realize the divinity in you. And once you're able to realize the divinity in you, you're able to understand that we all have divinity in us. So having recognized the divinity in me, it's much easier for me to recognize the divinity in thee. Once you realize the divinity in yourself, you will be able to recognize it in others. And here's a spiritual rule for you. To the extent that you are able to recognize and love the divinity within yourself, to that exact extent, you will be able to recognize and love divinity in others. It's just that simple. The first and greatest commandment, you would say the first dynamic duo, the first part of the dynamic duo, realize the divinity in you. The second part of the dynamic duo, realize the divinity in me. You recognize the divinity in me. I recognize the divinity in you. So each one of us recognize the divinity within ourselves and we'll begin to recognize the divinity in others. And when you really start to get it going on, when you really start to get to know the depth and the breadth and the power and the majesty and the glory of the divinity within you, not only will you begin to see that divinity in other people, you'll begin to see that divinity in all creatures. You'll be able to see that divinity in all animals. And I know this sounds really kind of weird, but man, as I have become more aware of the reality of the divinity in me, it has profoundly changed my relationships with other people. It's profoundly changed our relationships. And all of a sudden, if somebody does something to you that you think is bad, or if they treat you in a way that is bad, all of a sudden you're able to handle it better because you know it hasn't struck the divinity in you, and you know they have divinity in them. So they're just, you know, they're having a bad way. So it helps you to be more empathetic towards people. It's very hard to hate someone when you realize that they have divinity in you. And once you realize they have divinity in them, and once you've realized you've got divinity in you, you can't deny the divinity in other people. But the more that I've come to realize the divinity within me, it has profoundly changed my relationship with my cat as well. It has profoundly changed my relationship with other animals and creatures. I don't talk about this much because I'd like to, but I don't want to be dogmatic and all that. But I am a vegan. I'm 95% vegan. I still have a couple little habits like cream in my coffee and cheese on a pizza every now and then that I'm trying to break. And I am vegan for the main reason is because I've recognized the divinity in me. And I recognize the divinity now and other creatures. I'm convinced from the scriptures that Yeshua was a vegetarian. And also in my family, there's a lot of blood issues, you know, diabetes, high blood pressure, and also a lot of heart problems. So having a vegetarian diet basically makes you bulletproof to those type things. So it's got some very great practical applications. But I've recognized the divinity in me, and the more I recognize the divinity in me, the more I'm able to recognize the divinity in other people, and the more I'm able to recognize the divinity in other creatures. And then when you really start getting it going on, you begin to recognize the divinity in all of creation. And all of a sudden, you know, you're not throwing trash on the ground. You're not, you know, putting harmful chemicals onto the earth. And I know I sound like a tree hugger, and you know what, before long, I might even be hugging trees if I keep getting into the depth of divinity. But, you know, you can, of course, take it to the extreme. But waking up to the fact that you've got divinity flowing through you awakens you to the fact that so does other people, so do other creatures, and so does creation itself. And it allows you to see why the original sin doctrine is so heinous. I mean, I think that you can look at this and realize now how diabolical the deception of original sin is. And you've got to remember, folks, original sin is one of the foundational doctrines of Abrahamic religion. Original sin is foundational doctrine of Judaism. Original sin is a foundational doctrine of Christianity, both the Roman Protestant and Roman Catholic. And original sin is foundational doctrine within Islam as well. So one of the most foundational doctrines of the Abrahamic faiths is demonstrably false in the eyes of Yeshua, and it is contradictory and it is in opposition to the teachings of Yeshua. So plainly put, you have the choice, the right to follow the precepts of Islam, Judaism, and Christianity. You also have the right to follow the precepts of the teachings of Yeshua. However, you cannot do both because they are mutually exclusive. You can either follow the ways of Yeshua or you can follow Judaism. Now, that's not a real stretch. You can either follow the ways of Yeshua or you can follow Roman Catholicism or Roman Protestantism. That is a stretch. You can follow the ways of Yeshua or you can follow the ways of Islam. So it really comes down to being just that simple, just that plain, and just that profound. And when you think you're full of sin, and this is why one of the main reasons why, you know, I don't know much about Judaism. I don't know much about Islam, so that's why I stick to Christianity. I stick to the things I know. You know, I was 20 years as a preacher in Christianity. And one of the reasons why they have that doctrine of original sin besides all the reasons we've talked about, but an additional reason is that when you think that you are full of sin, guess what you see in other people? When you think you're full of sin, that's all you can see in other people is the sin. To the extent that you think you're filled with sin, that's the extent to which you'll see sin in others. And you ever wonder why Christians are so condemnatory and why Christians are so dogmatic and why Christians are so easy? I mean, even Yeshua had to say, look, why do you guys run around pointing out the speck in other people's eyes when your eyes are filled with logs? It's because of original sin. When you see the bad in you, you start seeing the bad in others. It's like the law of attraction. It's the law of whatever you give your attention to is what you have your attention drawn to. And it's like if you've ever remember the last time you bought a car. Let's say you bought a red Mercedes. All of a sudden, driving down the road, you see red Mercedes everywhere. Guess what? The red Mercedes have always been there. There are there is no greater number of red Mercedes on the road the day after you buy a red Mercedes than there were red Mercedes on the road the day before you bought a red Mercedes. But now you have a red Mercedes. Your focus is on red Mercedes. So now you notice all those red Mercedes that before were still there, but they escaped your notice entirely. And when you have sin, original sin in your life, and you believe you got original sin in your life, guess what you notice? Original sin in everybody else's life. But when you get a hold of the message of Yeshua, when you listen to the Christian whistleblower, when you listen to the Fresh Daily Show, when you realize, man, I've got divinity inside me, then all of a sudden you start seeing, guess what? The red Mercedes of divinity in other people, in other creatures, and in creation itself. When you start getting comfortable and when you start realizing the divinity in thee, then you can start recognizing the divinity in me. And that's when both of our lives are dramatically improved. So we will talk tomorrow again about the dynamic duo. We'll go into day three of the dynamic duo on tomorrow's show. And remember, the first part of the dynamic duo, recognizing divinity in yourself. Second part of the dynamic duo, recognizing divinity in others. Look for, first of all, discover your own red Mercedes. Look for the red Mercedes in the lives of others. I'm Jeffrey Daugherty, the Christian whistleblower. And until next time, I'm encouraging you to unindoctrinate yourself.
Stay connected with the Christian Whistleblower at www.christianwhistleblower.com. On Facebook, follow Jeffrey Daugherty and Jeffrey Daugherty Show, and on Twitter at NC Kabbalah. Visit ChristianWhistleblower.com today to learn how to create yourself and to live the life you'll love.